This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The believers in the city of Colossae had several misconceptions about Christ, which Paul the Apostle, in his letter of Colossians, directly refutes. Number one, the believers there thought that all matter was evil, and they thought then that God would not have come to earth as a true human being in bodily form then if all matter was evil. So Paul states that Christ is the exact likeness of God, is himself God, and yet still died on the cross as a human being. Secondly, the believers there thought God did not create the world because he wouldn't have created evil. Paul says that Jesus Christ, who is also God in the flesh, is the creator of both heaven and earth. And three, they said Christ was not the unique Son of God, but rather one of many intermediaries between God and people. That's a popular opinion today, too. Paul explained it that Christ existed before anything else and is actually the firstborn of those resurrected. And lastly, they refused to see Christ as a source of salvation. They were insisting that people could find God through special and secret knowledge. Paul affirms that a person can be saved through Christ and Christ alone. Picking it up in verse 15 of Colossians 1, we read, Christ is the exact likeness of the unseen God. He existed before God made anything at all. And in fact, Christ himself is the creator who made everything in heaven and earth, the things which we can see and the things which we can't. The spirit world with its kings and kingdoms, its rulers and authorities, they were all made by Christ for his own use and glory. Now, the text in here, the original anyway, uses the term in the image of the invisible God. We look at this and go, how much God was Jesus? The Jews of his time certainly understood this quite clearly, even though we seem to have lost that in our generation. Jesus, he was all God, and at the same time, he was all man. Now, how can that be? Well, first of all, I got to say point blank that I don't understand that totally. This is one of those issues concerning God that I think is absolutely beyond our comprehension. But God tells us that his ways are beyond our ways. This is a critical point doctrinally in which the sheep are separated from the goats, spiritually speaking. Because it's actually here in this question and the answer to this question that lies the truth of who is truly Christian and who is not, and who is Christian and who is cult. I mean, this is where you get the division with the Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, etc. Now, you need to understand in this text, it speaks of firstborn, but that doesn't mean that he was born first. It speaks and emphasizes a priority and a sovereignty, not an order. How do we know this? Well, one example would be in the Old Testament when Jacob, he was called firstborn, but Esau was born first as far as order. And verse 16 went on to tell us that by him, all things were created. Now, obviously, he could not have been created if all things were created by him. Again, this is a separation between the authentic church and the false church today. Verse 17, he went on and said, he was before all else began, and it is his power that holds everything together. All things held together, or in the original, all things consist. Look, apart from Jesus, the universe seemingly would explode. Indeed, what holds this universe together? Well, they used to. Back in the day, they called it atomic glue. And they called it that because, well, science really didn't know what held it all together. But we know, don't we?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.